Black voters have overwhelmingly cast their ballots for Democrats for many decades, but Republican National Committee Chairman Ken Mellman told the NAACP delegates that the GOP, the party of Lincoln, once had a very close relationship with the African American community.
And ladies and gentlemen, today it is a Republican president, George W. Bush, who has appointed more minorities to top positions than any president in American history, who has tripled the funding we provide to Africa for AIDS and other relief, and who has an agenda to spread equal opportunity all across our nation and freedom all across the world.
A few people in the audience booed or jeered after several of Mellman's remarks, except when he offered an apology for the party's so-called Southern strategy. That was a GOP push that began in the 1960s to win votes from white Democrats who didn't get along well with racial minorities. Mellman criticized those who gained politically from racial polarization.
I come here as Republican to chairman to tell you we were wrong.
Also speaking to the convention delegates was Democratic National Committee Chairman Howard Dean. Dean said the GOP still plays the race card.
The Southern strategy lives today. In 2002, the President of the United States used the word quota to describe an affirmative action program. Even the most conservative Supreme Court, since the Dred Scott decision, didn't agree with him on that one. The President knew that the word quota was a race-charged code word to signal to people that they might be afraid they have to lose their jobs if somebody who's a person of color.
Dean offered this race-based promise for more diversity among Democratic leaders.
The day of making decisions on Friday afternoon with three white guys in the back room are gone at the Democratic Party. It will not happen again.
Dean says Democrats still beat Republicans on several issues that affect African Americans, ranging from backing of public education to a push for national health care. An NAACP delegate from Pennsylvania, Louise Hopkins, says Dean won the day.
Dean was very good, very positive, and told us, like everybody else, I mean, I know he's telling us things we want to hear, but I do like Dean, and I like what he said. He's very passionate.
But former UW-Milwaukee professor Walter Farrell, now at the University of North Carolina, says he won't be surprised if the GOP continues to make gains among African American voters.
Because of the way they're reaching out. They're acknowledging their frailties, but at the same time promising to do better and touching the heartstrings of African Americans, especially the faith community.
The NAACP convention winds up tonight. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.